Anything that's happening around Central Victoria, we try and fish it out, Jules, don't we, and find out what the go is.
We're kind like that, aren't we, Coggo?
We do all the work. You just have a listen and make sure you rock up and have a good time. You can start us off, Jules.
Well, we've got everything from food to comedy to sport, like tomorrow night at the All Seasons, which we love. They've got Clayton Oliver and Christian Petrarca. Track premiership stars. They're going to be at the All Seasons for a bit of a meet and greet and a chat, a chinwag, all the ins and outs of the season. Never heard before heard stories. That is one to keep an eye on if you love your D's. The tickets are from $39 and they will sell out. So make sure you check them out. Clayton Oliver and Christian Petrarca live in Bendigo.
Okay, Thursday night, it is a big one for MND, another big fundraiser out at the Star Cinema in Eagle Hawk. This one is called, you may have seen it, Jules, it's called Wicked Letters.
Ooh.
No? Fair enough. Well, you can get along and enjoy it because it's the MND movie night from 7 at the Star Cinema. Get along and you'll be supporting a, it's a horrible situation with MND, but at least we can put some money towards it by helping Julie and her team out at the Star Cinema on Thursday night.
That's awesome. This Saturday in the Hargroves Mall, Moonlight Market, it is back. This is something I look forward to every month and keep an eye on their socials going, what am I going to have for dinner that night? Oh, maybe a bit of that, maybe a bit of this. They've got over 70 foodies and retailers coming together. Bring your pets along too, 3 to 8pm in the Mall with handcrafted wares, things that locals actually make that you can enjoy, doggy treats, face painting, live music, there's a bar, everything for you to enjoy at the Moonlight Market.
Yeah, indeed. And the thing is too is that we like to look at lots of things and have a wide scope of what's going on. There's Yoga by Candlelight, which is coming up Sunday at 5 out at the Bendigo East Hall. I know you're into your yoga and your Zumba.
AM or PM?
That's PM, by the way.
That's civilised. That's good to sleep in on Sunday.
Well, exactly, yeah. 5 p.m. Sorry, yeah, that one's at the Bendigo East Hall. So check it out. $40 investment, but it'll certainly give you a two-hour workshop and you'll be able to enjoy it and maybe get a good night's sleep and lots more live acoustic guitarists there as well. So it's East Bendigo Sunday at 5, Yoga.
That's awesome. On Saturday night, you can get literally a taste of the Melbourne Comedy Festival in Bendigo at the Capitol Theatre. It's Nat's What I Reckon. Hot dogs probably aren't real. See what I did there?
I did, yeah.
He's a comedian, but he's also a really intelligent and talented human being. He's a musician, he's a mental health advocate, and he's won plenty of awards with his books. So, if that's something up your alley, it's Nat's What I Reckon. You might have seen him on socials. He's coming to Bendigo at 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Capitol.
Yeah, good one to check out. There's another pop-up market or pop-in. You can pop into the pop-up market. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, that's coming up at the Town Hall. In fact, it's this Saturday morning from 10. But it is a good one to check out because it's nice and warm in there. We're a little bit cool at the minute, particularly in the morning. So that one is happening from 10 o'clock. But it runs through till 4, so a big one for the pre-loved pop-up market at the, they call it Second Chance Bendigo. I love that. Town Hall this coming Saturday in Bendigo.
If you don't love it, I'll love it and I'll take it off your hands at a good price. I like that. Hey, Coggo, to wrap things up, it's a very special event this Saturday, Relay for Life at the Flora Hill Athletics Track.
Yeah, indeed it is. Look, it's been running for quite a few years. The money raised is astronomical, what they've been able to do over that period of time. I've been lucky enough to be part of it. So if you get along, you're supporting people who have cancer, sadly people that have passed, to try and find a solution to this horrible bloody thing it is. So you can only keep doing what you do and raise money and hope the experts can do what they do. That's Relay for Life this coming Saturday, Jules, out at the Flora Hill Athletics Complex.
Yeah, you can register at relayforlife.org.au or you can be inspired by Jennifer's story, who we spoke to earlier on the breakfast show. Take a listen to her story.
I was diagnosed with primary breast cancer in 2016, which means it's like your first cancer. And it's had a lumpectomy, so a surgery to remove the lumps, some pretty hardcore treatment, chemo, radiotherapy, the works for about 18 months. And then I was all clear, done and dusted. That's what I thought. That's what we all thought. Oh, and no. To enjoying life again. And then not 3 years later, I was diagnosed with what is known as metastatic or advanced, commonly referred to as terminal cancer. So it had come back and it's all through my bones now and in some of my soft tissue, including liver and lungs.
Oh, Jen.
But, it was a bit of a blow. I was in August 2020, so it was right in the heart of COVID. And so I was given 3 years to live. And here I am, what are we, not 4 years, 3.5 years later, I'm doing so well.
Oh, incredible.
That's good.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm so lucky. But that's thanks to the research, the staff, the doctors, the medicine, and what the Cancer Council does for researching into different cancers and the funds that is needed to do that, that gives us an understanding in what's best and how to treat cancers of all varieties. That's why Cancer Council is just, you know, such a great advocate for all types of cancers.
If you don't have it or you don't know someone that's suffering from cancer, then it's, you know, it's over there somewhere. Soon as the situation is reversed and you do know somebody, and I think sadly we all do, all of a sudden it becomes extremely important, and you'd be nice to get that balance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And look, just last week I had horrible news of a very close friend having multiple myeloma that I didn't know anything about. He's in a pretty bad way with it, and yeah, it seems like it was very sudden. And so, you know, learning about that and what the research has been able to do to help people suffering from that particular cancer. Everyone, as you say, probably does know someone that has been hit by it.
Can I just say, you are the epitome of strength to be out here and saying you're going through this battle yourself and you're absolutely fighting back. And may I just say, that's incredible. But you're also advocating for other people. You've touched on there the research. This is what the money goes towards, the research to be able to figure out why these insidious cancers exist in the first place. You must have an incredible team. Can you talk about what they do and how they get people really rallied around this Saturday?
Oh, yeah, well, I do. I'm the Claire here and now, a cousin-in-law of Teresa Jones, who's just an absolute powerhouse of a person, who, of course, has been touched by cancer way too often and closely. And so she and her team are very active within the community to raise funds and awareness of cancer and get people behind the relay. I was there for the walk around the lake last year, I think, and it was just so beautiful to see the community behind it, and everyone's tooting as they're driving past those that couldn't actually immediately contribute. So it was a real atmosphere, a real local Bendigo feel. Just such a great job you're doing to raise awareness, Cancer Council's doing to raise the funds, and then the locals, what they're doing to contribute to that and create that team environment. It's really fantastic and such a comfort to know that people care and are out there doing it.
Mm. Please get involved in this very special event. You will not regret it. We celebrate, we remember, we fight back with Cancer Council Relay for Life. It's at Flora Hill Athletics Track this Saturday. Kicks off from 9:30. It's going to be so feel good. Make sure you register at relayforlife.org.au. Get a team involved. Jen, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your
story. No worries. All the best.
Jen, all the best too in the future. We've got our fingers and everything crossed for you.
Thanks very much.
Incredible story there from Jennifer. Make sure you register relayforlife.org.au. All right, Coggo, tell us what is happening in the world of local sport.
Well, plenty of football, netball around the region because we are off and away as far as that's concerned. And the women's competition, which we haven't mentioned much about, Jules, but we need to.
We do.
Is certainly on in earnest. And there's a couple of new teams this season. Mm-hmm. And I know, for an example, that Sandhurst have got a team in, which is fabulous to find, they've made the grade as well, and lots of others. All your regulars are back, etc. But in round three, coming up this week, Golden Square on Sunday. This is all Sunday, by the way. Golden Square take on North Bendigo. Sandhurst, I mentioned them before, they play another newcomer being White Hill. So great to see the girls involved there. The Bendigo Thunder take on Castlemaine. That's probably the match of the round down at Roorna Oval. And Wooreneen take on Morong, who are another new team into the competition up there at Wooreneen near Swan Hill. So that's what's happening in the women's competition. And again, it's just good to see that it's starting to build. There's new teams coming in all the time. And that's what it's all about. As far as the other competitions are concerned, and there's plenty on, the Heathkit District Football League is always huge. They've got their round being round three. Gee, that season seems to go really quick. I don't know why, but it does. Round three, big one at North Bendigo. It's the Bulldogs taking on Leechy Gunny, who had a win last week, Leechy Gunny, over Colbo. Colbo was only by 12 points. They play Heathkit. Heathkit are flying. This one is at Colbo's home ground, the Recreation Reserve. Lockie take on White Hills out at Lockington Recreation Reserve there. And Mount Pleasant is the other game that's on. They take on Huntley, who sadly have been down the bottom of the ladder for quite a few years. New coach this year, new hope, but they were beaten twice in the first two rounds. So Mount Pleasant at home, that will still be a tough one. And Elmore, by the look of things there, have the bye in that competition. In the Bendigo Football League, there is some big games this week too. Sandhurst and Gisborne. Wow, won't that be a ripping game? That's on at the Queen Elizabeth Oval on Saturday. Mirrabarra take on Kangaroo Flat. South Bendigo play Castlemaine at the Harry Trott Reserve. And Golden Square are at home to the Strathfield Stay Storm. So that's what's happening. Eagle Hawk have the bye in the competition with Kyneton dropping out in the off-season. So that's a bit of what's happening around the place as far as sport is concerned. And always plenty of sport and netball. Combine all that with netball, by the way. The same teams play each other in the netball. So that is sport all wrapped up, Julesy.
Plenty of action for the men and the women. Fantastic. Well, let's head to M with Where to Bendigo. She's got plenty more local stuff. What's happening? What's hot? What's going on? What we should check out? M, take it away.
This is our town.
I don't know if this is like too enthusiastic, but I feel like we're already doing a great job. I think they're going to work out great.
You are doing a great job. But, you're going to be surprised at yourself.
I am very confident. I've seen the photos and everybody's looking.
There you go.
You've been studying.
It does feel a bit like baking, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
It's like making
fish. So a little bit of water should be able to dribble
that. Do you think that's good now? Or?
That's good.
Cool. Yep. And then moss just here.
And then just on the perimeter, because once we sort of bring it all together, it's going to come closest to the centre.
Make sure that the soil is not close to your stems. You don't cause any stem rot.
It kind of feels like a burrito, like if you overstuff it, you're like,
no.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm getting nervous.
Wait, so we try and get it out.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We are doing it.
Doing well. Yay. They all look really good. You've got to remember this is your first time. They actually look really good.
But wait, there's more to Bendy know.
Liz, thank you so much for allowing me to come and do one of your workshops. It was so fun.
That's good. Oh, I had so much fun as well, so thank you.
Let's talk about Botanical Lane. It's such an awesome program, I guess, that you've got. So essentially you do different kinds of craft. Most of them are relating to plants. So today we did like a Japanese weaving.
Kokodama.
Kokodama, which is, you may have seen them, which is these little plants in kind of like egg shapes.
Yeah.
With twine.
A ball of soil that's covered in moss and with a stylish twine around it.
Yeah. And they are very stylish. You do versatile classes because you do not just this, you do a bunch of other stuff.
We've been doing terrariums, open and closed terrariums. We'll be doing some botanical art. We're doing some macrame. We'll be doing some toperies in the new year as well.
What would you say to someone who is in and around the Bendigo area and is looking at this as potentially an activity? Why should they come along?
Look, because we go with the Japanese concept. They embrace the concept of perfectly imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing needs to be perfect. These are ideal for beginners, somebody who has no experience at all. And it's really good to come back and connect with the community, meet new people, try different things. And it's actually very therapeutic. It's really calming. And you get such a buzz by creating something yourself that you can actually do these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Liz, at the moment there are two classes each week, or is it?
It's sort of depending on each week what's happening. Sometimes it'll be three. So here at the Strathfield Say Hall, we do one every 2 weeks. I'm also at Rodalisa once a month and Omari and a private as well.
I can say without a doubt, Botanical Lane, one of the workshops, is absolutely on my list of where to Bendigo.
Great. Thank you.
A huge thank you to Elizabeth from Botanical Lane for having me along to the workshop and for showing me how to make a Kokodama. I actually am so proud of the results. If you'd like more information about Botanical Lane and the workshops that Elizabeth offers, you can head to botanicallane.com.au.
Thanks, Sam. Well, that's it for us for this episode of Everything Central Vic. Make sure you follow along and we'll catch you next time.
This is our town.